Today, we continue looking at how growth is measured in the local economy. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned.
Hey, let's order pizza now. I don't know about you, but me need something to eat before any studying can stop.
Is there ever a time your man had a pan food? I can't go cook and save your parents money.
No, so what? You want me to help you study or what?
Yes, yes.
All right. Then you go feed me.
All right, fine. I could just revise this page, then we talk about food.
All right. So, this GDP business, I get... No, man, you seem to love the squares.
Anything for do with numbers, I mean that.
Anyway, where you reach? Let me see that paper here. All right. What is under coverage and what does this have to do with measuring growth in the economy?
All right. When measuring GDP, always try to make sure that all economic activities are included. But with any economy, I'd say you might have one and two things not captured that might impact the figures. That is called under coverage.
Oh, and there's nothing we can do about that?
Actually, the Statistical Institute of Jamaica has safeguards in place to reduce that.
Like what?
Where activities aren't covered through the basic data gathering methods, them find other ways to estimate their outputs. So like all them Wallipa BPO centers going up all over the place, starting incorporating them and other emerging activities in the estimates.
You know your thing, man. And yes, I do know there's a unit at Statin that specifically tracks industries and companies coming into the landscape, because that's where I did my internship.
You think me can request for that same unit when I'm my time?
Yeah, man, just put in your request early. Anyway, next question. What areas sometimes pose a challenge for Statin when they're collecting data?
The illegal drug trade.
Yeah.
Ha, remember that from class.
All right, that falls under illegal productions. But I know them they alone in us, so what else?
What again? Notice. Oh, informal sector production.
Right.
Household productions for own final use and underground production.
Nice. All right. So, this side now. And why are they considered a challenge?
Because Statin can't use the normal data collection methods to collect information from them, and that can throw off the data. But they utilize alternative methods to get data on these areas. Alternative methods include the supply-based method, which looks at things such as labor. So for people like domestic helpers, gardeners, or even barbers who don't have an account that Statin can go to and collect data, they look at their labor supply. Using its quarterly labor force survey, Statin take the number of persons employed in these industries to get an idea of them output.
Okay, you're not about to come show off. Anyway, so how does that supply-based method differ from the demand-based method?
Shut up the quiz, man. Oh, anyways... Demand-based method. This is where Statin looks at specific goods and services to help gather data.
Please explain, sir. These are 50-mark questions.
Oh, God.
Explain, break it down.
All right. So take road transportation, for example. Bus operators and taximen don't usually keep records. So if Statin go to a bus operator and ask them how much money they make, it won't give a true picture of what it is they want. But households use these services. So that's where Statin goes and asks people how much them spend on bus and taxi fare over a particular period.
All right, cool. But don't forget that Statin also does a living condition survey every year. And from that, they can get an idea of how much persons are spending on bus and taxi fares. The same process applies for people who are still on the street. Statin would then ask how much you spend to eat out or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So just give me an overview of another method and make we'll get some pan chicken. Can't manage.
First pizza, no pan chicken. You take me rich.
Okay, man, we can't make up. Come, man, what's the other method?
All right, another method, commodity flow. Commodity flow. They use this with the construction and retail and wholesale industries.
Yes, and this works by...
By tracking all items and products flowing into the industry. So take construction, for example. They measure cement, steel, electrical fixtures, tiles, bathroom fixtures, and all these things and track their movement throughout the economy.
Yes, boy, you're so like you already. You never need my help at all, Just try starve me. Come go up at the restaurant on the corner before them barbecue chicken done. Come, cannot manage.
Restaurant?
Look here, do not question it. Just come. And you'll carry me to come about a week out. Come.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.